Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. I want to remind you, tomorrow, a couple of great things happening. First of all, in the morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here. He should be nicer to Rich. Well, I mean, people, poor guy, they're beating up on Rich for the way he says talk. Now, you know what's going to happen? Tomorrow morning, I will be talking with Rich at 7:35. So I'm going to be laser beam focused on how the poor guy says talk. You should be too, now that I think about it. Tune in at 6 and take copious notes on how he pronounces the word talk. Anyway, that's 6 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, Chris Ruddy is going to be here. Chris Ruddy is an absolutely brilliant visionary. He is the man who created Newsmax, created it. And I have been blessed to know Chris Ruddy for the better part of 34 years. I was a little baby talk show host. He had this crazy idea for a newsletter that he called Newsmax, and he sent it out, I think it was once a month. Now, of course, Chris is, he's Mr. Newsmax. Company just went public a couple of months ago. Multiple channels. You know, they only have one radio show. It's weird with all of the television stuff and all of the online stuff. They only have one program on the Newsmax radio division. But they actually have a Newsmax radio division. Yeah, I know. Anyway, Chris is going to be here tomorrow afternoon. That's my point. Because he's taking a stand on behalf of responsible reporting and freedom of speech and also some crazy mergers that, in all candor, would not be good for any of us. So that's tomorrow with Chris Ruddy. Today, with my friend Craig Peterson, well, let me tell you something. We got a lot to talk about, including our robot overlords, who apparently just are not nearly as good as they would like us to believe. Good afternoon, Craig.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, maybe the reason Newsmax only has the one channel on radio is because you need a real professional in order to do radio.
and they got him. Rob's a really, really good guy. Let me tell you.
Newsmax is great. I love it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you look at the history, what Chris's idea was, again, it's like 35 years ago. And everybody's like, yeah, sure, good luck to you. And he's just been laser beam focused his whole life, his whole professional career. And boy, it's monolith now. It's giant. Love it.
It is. It's amazing. Hey, let's talk about AI here. This is a big topic for so many reasons. Businesses have been very busy putting AI projects into place. So this week, in my Cracking the Code here on the newsletter, I talk about two specific examples and a study that was just done by MIT. Mm-hmm. So these two examples are both banks. One of them's in Europe, one of them's here in the U.S., and they decided that AI was just so fantastic that what they could do is feed in everything that they've collected from years of providing support to their banking customers, feed it into an AI, and then have the AI take over the customer support. So that's exactly what they did. They let go of all of their customer support people that were answering the emails, answering the phones, doing little chat bots, and they put in place these AIs that were properly trained. Well, in both cases, these banks had to completely rehire their teams and get rid of the AI. And it's not, this isn't out of the ordinary. This is pretty common because according to the MIT study that just came out, 95% of business AI projects crash. They don't work. And it's really interesting when you get into some of the details, because what is working for business on the AI front is individuals using it. Individuals using ChatGPT for the most part to help them with their job. And what are they using it for in their business, in their work? Mostly research, finding information, compiling some stats. That's really what AI is good for. So this 95% failure rate is not uncommon. And I've got some things in the newsletter this week. If you click through, that goes through how you can potentially have an AI project that works for your business.
All right. So let me ask you about the emergence of this, again, in this customer service space. Here's what I noticed just over the last couple of weeks, having to book some airplane flights and things of that sort. All of the customer service was clearly just a little AI bot. And unless you were able to use exactly the word that it had already learned, forget about it. I mean, it was so frustrating, man. So do those companies just say, well, screw it, we don't really care, we're sticking with it because it's cheap. These guys don't, you know, the bots don't call in sick on Thursday. Or do they find, like you say, would the banks say, yeah, we really do have to do something for our customers. We need human beings.
Yeah, there's still a lot of companies that are pushing it forward. Yeah. It can be helpful. I find it, like you did, Jeff, just completely frustrating because they don't understand anything. They're looking for word patterns. So if you don't use the words that it has been basically programmed with, you're not going to get the right answer. And even if it has the right answer in its, you could call it a database, I guess, but the right answer somewhere in its collection of documents, there's a randomization factor that's built into these. So it might give you the right answer because it already has it. It might give you the wrong answer, or it might give you something in between, and it can give you a different answer every time because of that randomization factor. It is not ready for prime time, so we have to be very careful.
But here's one of the problems, and I want to remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us, and his newsletter is fantastic. You go to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com, you get signed up for it. There are thousands, tens of thousands of folks who have just come out of college who are being told, hey, entry-level jobs, we don't need you now because we have AI. And this just shocks me. That includes people in the computer space, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Computer science, you know, it's always been the degree to have because you will always get a job. Many of them are well-paying, right? All these kids come out of college with computer science degrees expecting a $150,000 starting salary, which most of them did not get, by the way. But now what's happening is these computer science grads looking for jobs are going to businesses. Now, this is really just like a tsunami hitting us now with all kinds of different things because of AI. So they're applying for jobs. But you see, what's happening now is businesses are concerned about hiring more people because AI is going to solve the world's problems, right? Although, as we've seen, it doesn't. The other big problem is these people who are applying for job openings are using AI to craft a resume that perfectly fits the job. So we have companies out there. I have this one small company that they posted a job online. They wanted to hire somebody, fairly straightforward. They got over 5,000 resumes. And they spent 3 months trying to comb through them all to find somebody that was really actually the good fit. And they ended up just saying, forget it. It's not worth it. We're not going to hire anybody because we can't tell who's qualified and who isn't qualified. So there's just all of these factors, Jeff. And then to top it off, if you're using AI as a business to do computer program, to do coding,
right?
I put a little thing in there that I came up with that I heard somewhere, but it's using an AI to program is like following a toddler around and trying to fix all of the messes they've left behind. And if you are a young computer science graduate, you do not have, guaranteed, do not have enough experience to be able to debug these programs or even portions of programs that the AIs have written, because there are so many problems and so many of them are subtle and you have no experience. So how are you going to get the experience you need in order to do the work that's being required? And businesses are kind of cutting off their nose to spite their face now, because what they're saying is, well, we're not going to hire these interns. Well, what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years? You don't have anybody moving up, moving through those channels. This is really going to mess up the next 15 years in this country. Let me tell you, worldwide, frankly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My gosh. All right. I got to ask you, I'm really far over, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to do it anyway. I want to know about the scams, because I have in your newsletter this week, again, CraigPeterson.com is where you go, CraigPeterson.com. these same stinking robots, as you say, turbocharging scams that drain grandma's retirement fund. So they can't figure out how to get me booked on the right flight, but they know how to steal Mrs. Johnson's life savings? What gives?
It's so sad here. We've lost, like one of the FBI seniors over the last year have lost over $1 billion in these scams. And, you know, you used to be able to see the scam, a Nigerian prince, bad English, you knew it was a scam. Now they're using AI. They can take a bank's website and make a new website that looks and acts exactly like the bank's in the matter of minutes using AI. So now they've got a website that looks just like the bank's. Now they send out emails to grandma and say to put the grandma's name in there using AI, right, and make the email look exactly like the bank. Grandma clicks on the link because that email is telling her that someone tried to break into her account and she needs to reset her password.
Oh, no.
So now she's worried that her money's gone. Yeah, so she clicks. And there's the bank's website, or so she thinks, right, because it looks and acts like the bank. And she now puts in her username, her password, and that's the kind of the end of the story. And it's happening a lot. And then the FBI has another warning out right now. There's so many scams going on, we don't have time to talk about them all. But we have to be super careful. It's not just seniors are getting caught up in this, but seniors tend to be trusting. This is kind of newer technology for them. You know, it's kind of they're the top of that pyramid for the bad guys.
I hate that. I just hate that. It's just awful. Hey, Craig, I love the newsletter, though, and I want as many people as possible to get your newsletter. Remind everybody where they go and just how much it's going to cost them when you send them that special phishing email for them to pay.
Absolutely. CraigPeterson.com. That's my website, CraigPeterson.com. I'll send you this week's newsletter, and you'll be subscribed for all of my free newsletters that come out pretty much weekly. And I always try and put in step by step what you can do to protect yourself or take advantage of AI instead of having AI take advantage of you.
You do a great job every week. I appreciate it, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Sign up for his newsletter. It is absolutely free. It comes out once a week. It is a must read if you want to stay safe and informed. CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.